Councilor Ryland, have a mover and a seconder. Councilor Moore, second. Councilor Haskell. Any discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Carried.
Who would I contact, or who would contact me? Sorry.
I think we'll have to acknowledge that we have a new representative with the Chamber of Commerce, Cotton U. Find out when to meet.
Okay.
I don't know when to meet. We have Resolution 21-434. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutter is hereby appoint the following Councilor as a representative of the Business Economic Development and Tourism Ad Hoc Committee. Just before putting in, I need a mover and a seconder. So. Councilor Haskell, second. Anybody second? Councilor Brown. Anybody want to volunteer? Okay, Resolution 21-435. Be resolved that Council of Cutter is hereby appoint the following Councilor as representative of the Lake Stewardship Environmental Committee. I see a mover and a seconder. Presently, I am the representative to the committee. Have been for 3 years, but if we have two new councilors on board. If somebody wanted to step in, they're meeting Thursday night. We have a new chair of that committee and three new members after tonight, and they've got an agenda ready to go forward. So I'm quite willing to step back and let somebody else take it over if they would like.
I'll volunteer.
You have to. So Councilor Ryland has agreed to sit in. Is there any further discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Okay, so Resolution 21-436, be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutter is hereby appoint the following Councilor as a representative of the Property Rental Ad Hoc Committee. Can the mover and seconder? Councilor Moore, second. Mr. Ryan, is there anyone that wants to get involved with taking a look at this whole issue and coming up with resolutions for the Council?
Can I speak to that?
You want to volunteer?
Nope, not yet.
Sorry. I had your name half written. let's see if there's anyone interested in being appointed first, and we can talk.
What I have to say would have something to do with that.
Okay, go ahead.
I know this committee is already in place, and the previous chair, one of the councilors, had resigned. I've always felt this ad hoc committee was premature and should not be in place. All our planning documents don't allow a rental property. The council knows that. So I don't know how we can have an ad hoc committee to study it until our planning documents permit it. It seems like a waste of time for an ad hoc committee to go through all that procedure, and then they may never ever get the planning documents changed to allow it.
Just to give you the background of it, this came up through our environmental committee as one of our top priorities, was to look at rental properties and their impact on the environment. And so through that whole process of 2 to 3 years and the action plan, we have to relook at all the impacts of our policies and procedures and bylaws on rental properties to see how we can move forward, because we do have regulations in place now, they're not effective, to be quite honest, and talking to the bylaw officer, the number of people the number of rentals that are increasing, and there are major problems with them. We want to be able to resolve those in a new set of regulations to move it forward and deal with it. So that's where it came from, and we've certainly had a lot of interest from citizens wanting to be on the committee. And there's a whole pile of documents that I've been collecting for 3 years in the office. And if nobody else wants to take it on, I'll take it on as a council rep to move it forward and see where we can go. There's all sorts of examples from various other communities that have actually implemented some new policies that deal with the rental issues and are better for the community as a result of that. So that's my point. Yes, Councilor.
Just to be clear on what you're saying, then are you saying our planning documents don't need change, that we can have rental with them the way they are, or they will have to be changed eventually if the plan is to allow rental properties?
The idea is to review what exists, understanding what the problems are, and how can we change or adapt anything to make it better so we resolve the problems. We know they exist, well documented. There's lots of different options and variables that go through. It's not something that's going to happen overnight, I guarantee you, but we were held off this because of a pending lawsuit, and didn't touch it for 2 years until we got through all that, and now we're allowed at least to address the issue. So we're trying to address the issue, and it's still a committee, it's still looking at that. The CBO and the bylaw officer will be involved as resource people to the committee, and we will see if there's any direction that this council will receive. So it's all got to go through a public process, it's got to go through, it's not going to happen overnight.
Okay, I just want to, I joined in the first meeting of the only one meeting of that.
Is there one meeting, yes.
And I joined in that via Zoom, and I talked to the chair,
yeah,
the previous counselor, after the meeting, and I expressed my concern in the direction the meeting was going because the ad hoc committee members weren't given all the information. They were given information saying that they needed to study rentals and they needed to understand why people wanted to rent and the implications of renting and everything else, but they were never ever told that the planning documents would have to be amended to allow. And to me, that's the very first thing that has to take place, because there's counselors sitting at this table that know there's going to be appeals to changing that. And those appeals are going to be very expensive to the township. So that's one thing to think about before you go ahead with it.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Yeah, that's a good point. It presently is not a permitted use in McAllen Township. And and originally when the stock was striking this committee, I was not in favor of it. I just figured, well, it's enough of Shemal to why try to deal with it. London has probably stepped it with no success whatsoever. It's so hard to regulate. The only positive I could see coming out of it, if you could educate the people out there that are going to continue to rent out the cottages, whether it's permitted or not, it's happening now all over the place, whether some education could be put out there that, please be respectful on who you actually rent to, let them know where you take your garbage, be respectful as far as noise and how you dry your watercraft. So whether it could be, it could be used as a educational tool is the only good side I see of this ad hoc committee. So whether for those reasons, which I kind of lean toward thinking maybe it is a good reason if we could reach out to those who continue to, I guess, break the law. But if you're going to speed, don't speed quite so fast, basically. And so for that reason, originally I was not again with for the committee at all, but if they could push some sort of educational system to those who, and a lot of people have probably, especially when they buy in the township, if they knew that short-term rentals were not allowed, they may not even purchase here. You know, I think a lot of the purchases are based on that, to pay for the cottages. And so could you somehow or another make the churches aware that, you know, on this, even though your real estate agent isn't telling you, but this is not a permitted use of. Yes, is there a cost of the education just to help, especially with how people, renters that drive the watercrafts and the noise they make and all that, if we somehow or other get education out to the property owners to charge them something for that.
I think part of the Lake Stewardship Committee had two components. One was an education component, which we spent a lot of time on. Second one is legislative. And if bringing those two together to make sense, to make an improvement in the area. So that would be the general approach, and we'll see where we go with any documentation of what exists and what could be, and then let's see what, if there's anything to come out of it. Councilor Martin.
I was glad to hear Councilor Hassan touch on the point that it is illegal, and I don't think council should be taking the position that they teach people how to break a bylaw that they've passed.
Anyway, as I said, I'm willing to step up on this one and do some work and see where we go.
Can I just?
Yes, Councilor.
Councilor Moore, can you tell me what the resolution would be in as few words as possible, whatever number that is? In other words, to fix the is it a bylaw that restricts rentals?
It's the official plan and the comprehensive zoning bylaw that don't permit the use in the waterfront zones.
And how would it be fixed? Sorry.
You'd have to amend the official plan and then amend the bylaw. So it would have to be reviewed by all applicable parties, all the taxpayers, the Ministry of Environment, the Natural Resources, everybody else, and be circulated to the entire municipal affairs, and everybody has to approve. I can almost guarantee that there will be appeals to it. So yeah, and then you end up having hiring planners and lawyers to fight your appeals. It becomes very expensive.
Any other comments?
So the way I look at this would be a fact-finding mission, gathering information at some point, comparing whatever municipalities have done, so that at some point in time, if there was going to be an official plan amendment or a change to the comprehensive zoning bylaw, that would be some base information in regards to that. Educational on instructing people to be a little more cognizant of the neighbors. I don't think that is doesn't line up with what the current zoning bylaw allows in the official plan. So the only thing I can see this is a fact finding commission for something at future point in time.
Okay. Anyway, I'm willing to give it a shot and see where we go. So I'm going to call a question. All in favor? Two in favor? Three in favor? Sure. Not in favor. My wife said, don't do it. Do it anyway. Okay. Resolution 21437, that the Council of Township of Cutler hereby adopt the following regular council meeting scheduled for 2022. Let me read all the dates. Are you okay with them? Are we read all the dates?
No, pretty standard.
Okay, pretty standard. Can I have a mover and a second then, please? Councilor Heston, second. Councilor Moore. Is there any discussion on those dates?
Further down here under 14.8, we're going to be reviewing the procedural bylaw 2021-28 in closed session, hopefully. That's what it shows here now.
It's just a topic for closed session agendas.
Okay. And
that's not relevant to this.
Procedure bylaw addresses the council meeting dates and that, so it could be discussed in the procedure bylaw discussions.
We've normally just listed them all and had them approved by council.
Yes, but the previous councils used to have two meetings a month. This change just happened a year and a half or so ago, from my understanding. And there's no reason it can't change back to 2 meetings a month if it was in the procedure bylaw.
So I requested that the procedural bylaw brought for discussion. My request, in order to specify, would be a closed session agenda, but I did include as well that there would be other issues for discussion regarding the procedural bylaw. And once again, this could be as simple as just deferring this motion until after the discussion of the procedural bylaw. I guess with the procedural bylaw, there would have to be a first and second reading, so it might not be feasible to defer the council meeting dates to the end of the meeting. I don't know if it's technically possible to make the changes to the procedural bylaw, because I do see there's another resolution that council will look into the closed session agendas. It does say in the procedural bylaw, the annual scheduled meetings, the clerk shall by November 30th of each calendar year submit a schedule of the upcoming regular council meetings. So we wouldn't at this point in time have another regular council meeting into December, but it does continue on and say that there can't be amendments to those dates. So this is not set in stone. This is just a requirement of the procedural bylaw that by November 30th, there's a list of dates. We can amend those dates if the procedural bylaw changes.
We haven't made any changes to the procedural bylaw at this point in time. It's going to be a whole process to do that, where you've got to bring in the changes, and then they've got to be discussed, and they've got to go first and second reading. So it could be a long time before we get into those types of things, because we've just got notice that this is going to be on the agenda, but there's no information about changes or anything else that has been brought forward. So, you know, I think that the dates aren't going to change very much. We've been doing this for a while. I don't know why we just go ahead with that, and we'll deal with the procedural bylaw afterwards. I don't see why there's any holdup for that, and with the other things that we're still dealing with. Because that was, procedural bylaw is something that's has come up to be put on the agenda for an open discussion once we know what the issues are. We have no idea what the issues are. There's been no preliminary information to start forward. But to me, it's the report received, and we can discuss it next meeting. So. Council?
Yes, resolution can always be amended in the future, so I believe for now that I would be in favor of going with this option.
Any further discussion? Have you turned off? Any further discussion? Councilor Kekin?
So
looking at the needs here, and consistent with what we've had in the past year, and second Tuesday of the month, if we were to go an additional meeting per month, it would still be feasible by adding that 2 weeks later. So we can have this as the primary list of dates, and then if the procedural bylaw changes, it'll be very simple and then to add additional meeting per month with follow line of how the calendar falls.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Carried. Resolution 21-438, that the Council of Township Governors hereby advertise the following Christmas hours at the Municipal Office of Waste Transfer Station and Public Works, as indicated here. You want me to read them all out, or are we okay with it? What's your wish? They're pretty standard. I can read them all if you want. Okay. Need a mover and a second to that, please? Second? You guys are too quick.
I passed my limit now.
Start living on how many motions.
Is there any discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Carried. Thank you. We have Resolution 21-439, that the Council of Township of Governors hereby approve a donation to the Royal Canadian Legion Ranch, Branch 394 in the amount of, any suggestions? It's been $100 in the past. Does that seem reasonable? In the amount of $100, do we have a mover and a second? Councilor Ryland, second. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Carried. So we have Resolution 21-444. Be resolved, the Council of Township Governors hereby direct staff to review Section 6.4.1 of the Procedural Bylaw 2021-28 of the Call of Council, and further the staff prepare a satisfactory amendment to 6.4 of the Procedural Bylaw number 2021-28 to provide the closed meeting agenda package to members a minimum of 2 days prior to the date of the meeting when the closed meeting is to be held. We have a mover and a second, please. Councilor Kitman, second. Councilor Ireland. Councilor Kitman, would you like to speak to it, please?
Yes, so I have requested that this can be brought to the table. Currently, members of council receive the closed session package the second that the door is closed for the closed session, not giving any type of reasonable amount of time for any individual to digest, synthesize a usually an extensive amount of information. Secondly, it puts members of council in a precarious situation, not knowing whether they should be declaring a conflict of interest by not knowing what's on the closed session agenda. Looking through numerous other municipalities,
it's standard that they do provide the closed session council packages to the members when they provide the regular council meeting agenda packages. In 2018, Wishart provided a working draft of the procedural bylaw for McKellar Township, and it was exactly that the closed meeting agenda be provided at the same time that the regular council packages are provided to members of council. So it's logical, and I think the only protects members of council as well, so I think it's important to make this change as soon as possible.
Okay. Any other comments? I would yes, Nick, Councilor Allen.
What was the rationale for the last change then to limit it to the day of? Does anybody here know?
It's always been the day of. In my 11 to 12 years.
But is there a rationale for why it has to be different?
I think that it's confidential information. I want to make sure it stays confidential.
Does that imply that we're worried about council members sharing it for illegitimate reasons?
I think that's why other councilors or other councils do the same thing. I would like to find out what other councils do. Councilor Kekkonen mentioned that some do it in advance. My knowledge, I don't know that. I would like to see our staff get that report from other councils as to how they handle their closed sessions. That would make sense to me. We have some documentation. Councilor Kekkonen?
The issue of confidentiality is addressed right in their procedural bylaws regarding the closed session packages. The members of council are trusted with this confidential information. You don't have to look too far. Curtis Hammond, you're looking at their procedural bylaw, and they provide the closed session packages to the members of council, and they actually send them electronically. So this is, I think the most important part here is that Wishart Law Firm provided the draft copy to McKellar Township and included closed session packages to be provided to members of council 5 days prior to the scheduled council meeting. So the law firm is providing a draft copy of a procedural bylaw. Then I think they have a little bit of experience.
I would still like to see what the other five municipalities do before we proceed and have staff come back with a report.
Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Rourke? I tend to agree with Mike on this. We're given information in closed session that is confidential information, but we have to make a decision on it. It doesn't make sense to make the rig decision if you're making it at the last minute. If you haven't had time to even review the information, you have to make a decision on it.
And I would agree with the Councillor Kekkonen and Councillor Moore that yes, we should have more time than all of a sudden plopped on our table, and you got to quickly read it and make a decision within minutes. I think we swear an oath when we're sworn on the council, and that is one of the things that we must do, is keep it confidential. So I would be in favor of this motion, and I believe I was on a committee with the Carrickstown area for the last couple of years, and I'm pretty positive that we would actually receive closed agendas by email days prior. So I think looking further into what other municipalities do, you will find that other municipalities do give it to their councillors in advance. So for that reason, I'm in favor of this motion.
Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor?
We got one other question. Sorry.
One thing everyone needs to understand is that members of council walk into the closed session and are not aware of any of this information. The mayor might be, staff members might be, but the members of council are not. So it puts all members of council at a disadvantage as well. It puts members in a very precarious situation of not knowing whether they need to declare a conflict of interest or not when they're sitting in that room. So I think this is a, if Wishart Law Firm believe that it's a pretty important point to include in a procedural bylaw draft, I think we need to be very concerned about that.
Any further discussion? Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Carried. Resolution 21441, be it resolved that the Council Township of Belgrade hereby receive the verbal report on the paper's agenda bylaw from the Treasurer Acting Clerk for information. We have a mover and a second, please. Councillor Heskin, second. Councillor Keckin, you have the floor, sir.
So, Mr. Chair, since we have two new councillor members, and I would like to present the bylaw 2019-55, which talks about the paperless agenda. And basically, the council members have been asking about the agendas in the paper. And I would like to bring the whole bylaw so I and other member of the council can understand what's the intention of this bylaw, because when I go through this bylaw, I see the paper, I don't see the paperless. So I would suggest, you know, since the three council members were present at that time when the, this bylaw was passed, they could tell us more on this one.
Any further discussion? Councillor Keckin?
So, what was, okay, you want to pass this, receive this verbal report, so when are members of council, you're asking for council's input right now, or you want?
I would like to know what the intention of this bylaw, because when we talk about paperless agendas, but even though the bylaw itself says that agendas and supported documents will be printed and made available to the member of the council, so I don't see the part of paperless, like it's supposed to be electronic document, sending through the emails. Same thing with the training session, professional development. We need to provide the material, or anyone who's asking material, in the paper copy.
So I assume you're going to review the bylaw and come back to the report to council?
Yes, and I think it's at the same time, Councillor Norby was looking at the bylaw too, and suggested to bring the bylaw in the council meeting.
Councillor Aspen?
I'm in favor of having either option available to council members if they want all paper agenda. That's wonderful. And but I think if any in the future, if any council member wants to do it all on their laptop during the meeting, I would think that's good too. As long as they can get it set up somehow or another, and whether it would be staff assistance or not, but I just think it should be made available to whatever council members how they want their agendas to. I don't know, is that kind of in line with what you're thinking, Roseanne?
Through Mr. Chair, again, I will go back to the agenda. It says paperless agendas, and if you are giving the agendas in paper copy, then this agenda, this bylaw contradicts itself because it's not paperless.
Looking at the chair.
I've reviewed this topic quite extensively. The only universal way, medium, transfer information is paper. You don't need a special machine. You don't need power. Once it's printed, anyone anywhere can read that information. Everyone synthesizes and utilizes information differently, and it can disadvantage an individual who functions better in the paper media. And the paperless agenda actually says that agendas and supporting documentation will be printed and made available to members of council and members of the public as per individual requests. The whole goal with council is to be inclusive. If there's individuals that function at a higher level with certain tools, then I don't think they should be disadvantaged if that's their preferred method of obtaining and synthesizing information.
Any further discussion? So the treasurer is going to review it and back to us. Is there any further discussion? Councilor Wood?
I'd like to say that I don't know what other councils, but I don't have the capability of doing a paperless agenda or documents for agenda package, so it isn't possible for me. So there needs to be some way of doing a paperless.
Okay, any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor?
Here.
Resolution 21442, be resolved, the Council of Township of Covenant is hereby direct the Treasurer to provide an accounts payable check run report to be included as a staff report on a monthly basis. I need a mover and a second, please. Mr. Mover, second. Mr. Ryan. Mr. Mover, you want to speak to it?
Yes. The only the reason I would like to see this is to, and I would like it to go back to June of 2020 because as new counselors, I need to know where we come from before I know where we're going. There's a lot of information there that I don't have. And I feel if I find where all the money was spent, that will help me drastically. It was a check run we were always provided to council and previous councils in previous years. And why they stopped that, no idea. Maybe because of technology, I don't know. But I think they still should be provided. If we're responsible for the public person, I think we should know where money's being spent.
Councilor Ryan? You see?
Yeah, I feel that way. Certainly, with this issue and many others, I feel, you know, coming into this blind, pretty much, to tell you the truth. And, you know, it's the nature of the beast I do, and I don't have a lot of experience in similar areas, so I share the same sentiments.
Yeah, we're taking off the agenda based on the two trainers for all councils in Ontario that said this is a waste of everybody's time. And so both of them agreed that as a result of that council, we moved that part of the agenda. It was based on the expertise from the two people, Bell Chamber and Ms. Hudson. That's the case.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Councilor.
As you said, there were the trainers for council, but ultimately the decision is up to the individual councils.
Yes. We took their recommendation and we moved.
And there's lots of incidents where the recommendations of those professionals is not used. Like I said, it's up to the decision of individual councils, and I feel it's necessary. Like, you don't know where you're from, as far as I'm concerned.
Councilor Kekin?
Yes, I agree with Councilor Moore. Municipalities, councils are expected to have controls and policies and procedures in place to oversee the municipal integrity of or the municipality's financial integrity. Having the opportunity to review the check runs allows for that those controls of policies and procedures, reviewing the budget, the actuals to budget percentages is another controllership policy and procedure to oversee the financial integrity. So I think this is absolutely essential to bring back onto council agendas on a monthly basis so the council can review and oversee the finances of the municipality.
Any other comments? Councillor Hudson?
Yes, I would agree to this. I don't think that the Rodemney bill adds to it, but I don't think it would be a lot more staff time. And I believe it, for decades, this was a case that council members would receive those documents. And it is very educational, and you get a grasp of what is happening in your municipality.
Any further questions?
Not a question, but I would concur with what others have said here. I think it's a very valuable piece of information, and certainly in 40 years of banking, this was always a big issue with budgeting and spend.
Okay. No further questions? Call the question. All in favor? Carried.
Could you read what the resolution say? I never voted yet.
I read that. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Kelly is hereby direct the Treasury to provide an accounts payable check run report to be included as a staff report to Council on a monthly basis.
And I added to that in my conversation with the Chair that I felt this check run should start in June, on June the 1st of 2020, to date and from this date forward.
Could the Mr. Chair, asking from the June 2020, to the Mr. Chair, to Councillor Reg, asking from June 2020 is a lot of work, and with the short of staff, I guess it's not possible as of now, but going forward, we can provide the report on monthly basis.
I did not say you had to provide it immediately. We can give a time frame for it to be done, and staff can get it done until they have some spare time. Have it ready for the next council meeting. That's a month away. There are two council meetings away. 2 months away.
So, just let to the Mr. Chair, to Mr. Red, that our priority next 2 months, our budget, we have interim audit. I just got an email from the auditor. And I have to work on the interim audit. After that, it's going to be in February, it's going to be the billing, interim billing. And around February, January, the auditors will come for the final audit. So with that schedule, I don't think so I or my staff have enough time to work on those things. But going forward, definitely, we can provide you our accounts payable.
So through the chair, if we pass this resolution tonight to say that we do want the check runs from that date, somehow it will have to be accommodated, I guess. Right?
If we add it in, you've requested that.
Right.
I haven't seen any support for it to go back to 2020. I can see going forward. It's up to you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
As I stated, Nick and I are coming in at the third quarter of this council almost. We don't know what has gone on in the past. Yet we're being asked to make decisions moving forward. How do we make those decisions without knowing where we come from? I think it's very important information for us.
I think you have all the budget information. If your budgets, your working budgets, and that's what we follow. We have follow-ups from the treasurer periodically about where we're at with the budget. And then if we add in doing the accounts payable check runs, I think we're certainly being much more inclusive of all the information going forward. But to go back 2 years, I understand where our treasurer is coming from and the workload that they're under. So I would rather see it moving it forward and referring back to the budget.
Mr. Chair, first of all, it's not 2 years, it's a year and a half. But secondly, I don't understand why we're meeting so much reluctance on this. It was always provided in the past. I just don't understand it. Even to go back that time, everything is documented, it should be pretty easy to put it together. I don't understand the reluctance provided.
Mr. Kekin?
So you were saying you didn't feel there was support from council for this. Well, Councilor Beckman is supporting this request from Councilor Moore.
Sorry.
Councilor Aston?
I think if somebody wants to know expenditures from the past, they can look at the budgets, the budget, and the actual spend will give you some sort of idea of what has happened in the last while. And I just don't feel we're in a situation to burden staff with something. I don't know what's back there that's so interesting, but I certainly do agree with the motion that we should start receiving them immediately.
Anyone else?
Without knowing exactly what documents already exist, I mean, presumably we have documents that specify our budgets and our spends on a monthly basis. Is that accurate, Rashad?
Through Mr. Chair, the 2020 financial statement has been audited and presented, and the budget to actual has been done in September 2021. So the information has been provided to the council on a regular basis. Going back to the 1.5 year, I'm not sure what kind of information we are looking at. Going forward, I have no issue. Going forward, I can provide you whatever information or accounts payable report they are asking, I can provide it to you.
And again, I haven't seen any documents related to financial statements for the township, so I don't know, but I'm just saying, I assume there are regular documents produced. If I wanted to, or council in general wanted to, or individual councils wanted to, can we simply go and look at them? Not try to take them away or do anything with them, just so that I can gain an understanding of the organization?
Through Mr. Chair, the financial statements and budget information has been posted on the our website. So 2019, 2020, financial documents are there, budgets information are there. They are pretty much in every meeting's agenda. There's a package which includes the financial statement plus the actual to budget And again, if you would like to see any document, definitely most welcome. You can have a look at that.
Chair?
Yes.
Councilor. So the budgets, in my view, I could be wrong, but in my view, the budgets will tell you how much was spent on legal, how much was spent on plan, but it's not going to tell you how much was spent on an individual thing. You know, like, so if you hired a planner to do a review of a planning document, then a check-run would tell you this is how much you charge for it, whereas the budget would just say this is the blank, how much you're planning for that month. So that's my concern. I want to know what's being spent. Is our planner being effective?
Through Mr. Chair, actual to budget has been presented last quarter, which tells the how much we spent it and how much we budgeted.
Yeah, I think in fairness to our treasurer who just started in April, to go all the way back to the time when he was even accountable for all those budgets, I don't think is reasonable. We have audited statements from our auditors for each of those years before Roshan took over. I can see us moving forward on a regular basis, plus the audit things, the three-month quarterlies that are already presented to council. We can give those copies to everybody to bring them up to date, and we proceed further with the quarterly, or the check runs. I think, and that's fair, and that's informative, but I don't think we should ask him to go back to 20 when he wasn't even involved with that process and can't be held accountable for that process because he wasn't involved. Moving forward, he's accountable. That's my opinion. So I think it's we can move forward with this thing and move on to
Councilor Kekin.
The budget tax rules that was presented October 12th council meeting package, very vague. The under legal expenses, we have budgeted $10,500. In the budget to actuals document we received, it indicated the amount was $97,500. So, I believe that Council Moore has a very good question here. He'd like to be able to look at it in detail and see how the taxpayers' money is being spent. And I support that 100% going back to June 1st of 2020.
My opinion would be that, yes, from looking at financial presentations for many, many years, is the anomalies jump out at you and you need to get some more information about why. I mean, especially those numbers you just mentioned, like, yes, but I don't think that that requires perhaps more than the budget to actual is what I heard you refer to just there, and then ask specifics if there is something that jumps out at you, and that one would be one. And so what I'm proposing is that the very least look at budget to actual reports, as opposed to detailed expenditures, going backwards. So then going forward, I agree with a check run would certainly be very valuable. But in the meantime, if there was individual questions about things that had happened in the past that are pertinent to things that we're planning or doing right now, that we could, I assume, ask for more details about the specifics rather than everything. That's my opinion.
Okay, so what we've been going back and forth here, do we add in going back to June 2020 and then call a question on it, or can we proceed with the resolution as it's stated here? So I need to get some direction to move it forward and come to a resolution. Councilor Kekin, is there something new?
What I want to say is that Mr. Moore wants to ensure that he's doing his due diligence for the taxpayers of McKellar, and that is to fulfill the controllership policies and procedures that are expected of municipal councillors. I think that for him to pursue what he feels is his responsibility on behalf of the taxpayers, that the resolution be added June 1st, 2020.
What's everybody else's opinion before we add it?
Well, I feel that if there's a certain something that's happening, similar to Councilor Kappen, or maybe certain expenditures seem a little ballooned, and whether we could get the details as to what, you know, say legal expenses for a certain year, I would almost think that maybe we could ask Roy Jan to do that, and, you know, pinpoint what is needed from the past. But I lean toward more. Going forward, I don't know what's I don't know of anything that was not done properly, but not to say that there wasn't, but again, a bit of a burden on our staff. We are still short staff, and if there seems to be a certain subject that you know, you're unsure of, I would say like the legal fees spent, which that is a very interesting one, but I know a lot of that's probably their integrity commissioner, and there's been a lot of legal, but that is interesting. But going forward, right now, on a staff shortage, I lean towards sticking with the motion that's on the table.
So, a reason why can't go over the report from August or October the 12th. If there's any anomalies or questions you have for the treasurer, we can come up with the next meeting. But meanwhile, we can go ahead with our accounts payable and check our report. So, how do you want me to proceed? Do you want me to add in the thing, or do you want to vote on the motion as it is? If we defeat it, then we can go back and do a second motion. Right now, it's just a, we're going to start the accounts payable check run report to be included in the staff report on a monthly basis. Is the going back to a couple years ago? What's your wish?
Sorry, can you read the resolution as written? Sorry.
Yeah. Being resolved that the Council of Township of Kettering is hereby directed Treasurer to provide an accounts payable check run report to be included as a staff report to Council on a monthly basis.
I'm happy with that, provided that we can also look at some reports, not necessarily that they need to be provided to us, but simply that we can look at actual versus budget and ask questions of things. I don't know, for example, am I permitted, if I came across something like that, to ask a question of the treasurer?
Absolutely. That's why when he brings over the those quarterly reports, that's when he, and now we're going to have monthly reports.
And just for the record, I haven't seen any of those since I joined council.
But I think that we can circulate the last report that we gave to all council. Okay, so we have a motion on the table, moved and seconded. And I've only heard two people say they want an agenda, so I'm going to call a question. All in favor of the motion as it's read?
Yeah, record the vote, please.
Yep. Record the vote. Asking people how they vote. I don't think you've done it.
Councillor Morley Haskin?
Yes.
Councillor Mike Kekkonen?
No.
Councillor Reg Moore?
No.
Councillor Nick Riley?
Yes.
Mayor Peter Hopkins?
Yes.
Approved. Next. Okay, are there any public notices or announcements from anybody who has committee responsibilities? Other than what I did with my mayor's report, anything that you're aware of? If not, we'll go to consent agenda. Okay, next one is the consent agenda 21443. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Kettering hereby received the consent agenda. Can I move or to second it? for that. Councilor Riley, second. Councilor Moore. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Carried. Okay, are there any questions from people in the audience related to items on the agenda? Please state your name and what the question is. Thank you.
My name is Dan Peters. Dan Peters, fire registry number. We were there on October 12th, and we were informed that the road policy was going to come forward for first and second reading today. And I don't see it under unfinished business, new business, or bylaws. And I just wondered where it disappeared to.
It's still in the roads committee's jurisdiction. It's being reviewed. And then it's going to be brought to council when it's ready for first and second meeting.
Any idea when?
And we are waiting on the two roads reports as part of the mandate that we were given. So we're still progressing. It does take time. The idea is that eventually we are hoping to get this all done with the approval of the budget early in the year.
Back in July of 2020, July 13th, the road policy was carried at that point in time, and now at some point it was brought up for review again, and I just wondered how that happened. July 13th, 2020, it was carried on third reading. Schedule A, and it was posted on the township site December of 2020 as Schedule A Township of McKellar Road Policy. And I just wondered where that policy went and why now it's under review and under all of these studies.
It's a good question. I'll have to check that out.
It's on, and it's
maybe
on,
ahead of us.
It's on the public record website that we referred to the paperless.
We'll check that if we've approved all three readings of the new roads policy.
Okay.
In June?
July 13th, 2020 was carried. And it was posted on July 13th,
2020?
Meaning, yes. And then it was carried on December. It was put on the website December 15th, the Township McKellar website December 15th as a Schedule A Township McKellar Road Policy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Yes, please, please state your name.
Debbie Sula. Just a couple of questions. Can you tell me how much the roads need study costs?
I don't have budget in front of me, so I can't give you, but I can send you by email.
Okay, I appreciate that. And also, can you tell me what the budget for the 150th celebration is?
Again, I don't have it in front of me, so I'm not sure, but I can send you by email.
Okay. And maybe I missed it, but...
I don't think the 150th has a budget yet. They're developing a budget for 2022 to be approved, but we've approved two projects because of the deadlines in which they have to follow in order to get commitment from this historical group and in the artist group. That's what the overall budget is still going to be coming forward from the committee. That would be fair, Councilor Askew?
Yeah, no budget for them that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, the reason I was asking was because of Roshan, you said that the cost for that metal horse is included in the budget.
I was referring to the Councilor Mike Aiken's question that Mike Aiken has the same question regarding his historical committee approval process, and I was telling Mike same thing that once the committee approved the minutes, and then it goes to the council for the approval, if that's not part of the budget.
I understand that, but my question really is, like, if it's cost of $9,000 and you don't know what the budget is, that's what I would think that, you know, that's kind of hard for a person to make the decision if they don't know what the budget actually is. And $9,000 is going to go towards something right off the top.
That's correct.
And just, maybe I missed
just
it.
Just to clarify, too, that's just the cash to say no what it will cost. They are also in the process of applying for a variety of grants that will offset all those costs once their budget is approved in 22. So there's a whole bunch of factors, but because there's a deadline to hire this historical group to put on acts during the 23 thing, and the time it takes to build this monument that we've talked about for well over a year, this is just a commitment to let them go ahead.
Maybe I missed it, but 14.2, did you pass that motion for signing authority? I didn't see it on here, but I didn't hear it.
Cool. We might have missed it, too.
And 14.5, apparently.
Yeah, Chris's bonuses were going into clothes, not so.
So the other one, it wasn't done yet? No? 14.2, signing?
We're checking. We have to hold on this one because there's no Okay, we did miss it. We're going to have to hold on it until our staffing arrangements get finalized. So it'll be coming up in our next meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just a couple more things.
Yep.
For the meetings, once a month meeting for next year, it's just like this is the agenda package for this meeting. Pretty big. How can
a
person absorb? When do you get your package? Fridays?
3 days before council meeting.
How does a person to absorb this, research it, and probably has another job going? How is a person to be able to absorb and research all that and come to a decision? And that seems impossible to me, but. And one more thing, the check runs. Who actually does see the check runs of council and mayor? Just the mayor signs the check run?
Treasure.
Does the council see any of those?
Treasurer, myself.
And the treasurer. But of council, just the mayor sees those?
Yeah.
He signs them.
So electronic signs, yeah.
Okay.
Electronic signs.
Yeah. So the rest of council that isn't in favor of seeing those check runs. You're willing to put your reputation out there. And the public is trusting you with the money that's spent. And you're willing to go on. Well, I don't need to say it. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes.
So, Mayor, is there someone?
Yes,
yes, I just wanted to bring to your attention the three people that were waiting to have approved for the Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee. They're Lyndon Taylor, who is a retired farmer, and then there's Ashley Lego, who is a retired lawyer with a background in zoology, and then there's Melanie Jeffries, who has a background in science, and anyway, we had brought those up to you at the committee
10 sets of committee volunteers that could be approved or brought forward in closed session coming up. Who else is speaking, Mayor?
As far as I know, that was it.
Ken Johnson.
Hello, Ken?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just had a couple of questions. I was listening to the 50 kilometer an hour thing about Hubbard 124. I think it's a great idea to put the signs out and I think it's a great idea for the NGO and the police to get the all the data that they need. I know that the White House would be very happy to help in getting any data that they need, whether it may be a petition or something for community safety zones. They've been crossed from the hall for the last 30 years or more. I can guarantee you that there's enough traffic going by here that community safety is on busy. There's one in Dungeness, so I'm not really sure why it can't be here. So we would do anything that is necessary to help that situation out if we could. Second question is...
Can I just say, Rutgers, I can ask Craig, is there anything that members of the community can do to help this process?
Yes, once that's a good idea there, Ken, once we get this data under these signs, probably within a year, I suspect so, by 2023, I would encourage you to get petitions to help this matter. We'd like to see some petitions too, but they need the concrete evidence that we will get from these signs.
Okay, well, we will definitely do that. When do you think we should try to do that? We have to protect all the information from the signs.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to them more after we've installed in the spring, and I'll ask them what their time frame is for collecting this data. And then and asking them whether we need the petition to go forward.
Okay. My second question was just when you approve council members for different committees, the ad hoc committees, nobody volunteered for the EDC, so what does that mean for the EDC?
We'll have to reconsider a council representative to that one or decide whether or not it will run with some type of liaison with the council. We haven't made that decision at this point in time. We'll bring it up next meeting and see if we can move it forward or not.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted a clarification.
Okay,
that's all I need. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Any Mary?
No? Okay, thank you. Close session. So, Resolution 21444, be resolved that the Council of Township of Keller, pursuant to the Municipal Act SL 2001, as amended, move into full session at 9:31. To discuss the following items, 21.1, minutes of closed session, 21.2, personal matters are identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees, 239-2B, the Integrity Commissioner, Christmas bonuses, remuneration, 21.3, labor relations or employee negotiations, 239-2B, 2D, clerk administrator position. 21.4, litigation, potential litigation, including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality or local board. 239-2E, rezoning bylaw 2020-48. An ongoing investigation respecting the municipality or local board or municipality controlled corporation by the ombudsman appointed under the Ombudsman Act. An ombudsman referred to in subsection 239-21-20-14-C13-9-S22, illegal meeting investigation. We have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Haskin, second. Councillor Ryland, any discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Carried.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so resolution 21412 be resolved that the Council of Township of Gatters hereby reconvene to open session at 11:38 p.m. Mover and a seconder, please. Councilor Haskin, Councilor Moore. Any discussion? Paul Cook?
I was going to say that we did not go the minutes at the first minutes.
No, we can do it next time. All in favor? Susquehcentennial Ad Hoc Committee, Marion Henskins, Kathy Spence, Cheryl Saunders, and Bradley. And mover and second. Second. Any discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Carried. Thank you. Resolution 21414 be resolved. The Council of Township of Gatters hereby appoint the following person to the Recreation Committee, Kathy Spence. Move in a second, please. Councilor Moore, second. Councilor Kecken. Any discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Carried. Be a third and one here. It's supposed to be a third and one that needs to do it. Remember what I sent you? Anyway, there is a third that I sent but didn't get translated.
I can't remember the name. What's the two on there?
This is for the Environmental Committee.
Yeah, what's it?
There's Melanie and Axie. There's a third lady.
I thought there was only two, but
I'm... No, there was a third. I know there's only two in there.
Okay.
But there is a third that had come in before. And we put her on the list.
Is it Linda?
Linda.
Yes.
Remember last one?
Tyler? Yes, Linda Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's it. Thank you for adding it in. Can you do it? Okay. Linda Taylor, Melanie, Jeffrey, and Axie Legal? I guess L-E-I-G-H-L? Anyway, I need a mover and a seconder. Councillor Kecken, Councillor Moore, is there any discussion? Call the question, all in favor? And then I think we're consider. Resolution 21416, be resolved that the Council of Township does hereby give bylaw number 2021-55, being a bylaw to appoint an acting clerk, first and second reading, for the third time, passed an open council this 9th day of November 2021. Mover and seconder. Councilor Wu? Second. Councilor Kekin? Any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Carried. Do we have to approve a janitor?
Hmm?
Have we approved a janitor already?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so.
We did, because then...
We did an open already, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we did cover that. We're ready to... Resolution 21417, be resolved that the Council of Township of Goddard hereby give bylaw number 2021-56, be bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council of first and second reading, further read a third time, pass an open Council this 9th day of November 2021. Need a mover and a seconder. Councilor Kekkonen? Councilor Haskell?
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Carried. Resolution 21418. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Goddard is hereby adjourned this meeting at 11:44 p.m. Mover and seconder. Councilor Moore, Councilor Haskell. All in favor? No question. I wasn't asking.
Does it count for sleeping?
There we go. Okay, so all your materials go back.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep